After the Ophari were eclipsed, it passed into the hands of a trade cartel, then to a cabal of Bargalil sympathizers soon after the Indramar Revolution. They turned it into the hub of their news and propaganda network, a kind of prototype Tiernet, which was very popular for a short time until ideological arguments split the cabal. One faction towed it off into hyperspace, thinking to reclaim it at a later date. They were wiped out by unknown assailants, and the probe lay undisturbed until about a century ago when it was reactivated by a guild of data leggers. They knew a good thing when they saw it and linked it to the Tiernet with a shift-encrypted locator code, which I cracked with a little help.
A history lesson, Julia said. How instructive.
I always feel that more information is better than less, Harry said, smiling.
I've no objection, provided the information is relevant.
I believe I detect a hint of impatience, he said. We need only wait a short while longer. Ah, or less.
Beyond Harry's streetscape imagery, a restless glow, flickering like a knot of gleams and angles, approached, its appearance blurring as it entered the shadowy street. Out of the shadows stepped a tall man, wearing a plain black suit, black leather gloves, and carrying a slender document case.
"Client Harry,"
he said, in a deep, rich voice,
"and a fully fractalized sentience with naturalistic ego state and dynamic memory-aware volition."
"Vyash," Harry said, "this is my companion, Julia. Good to see that your analytics are as sharp as ever. I hope you are able to satisfy the curiosity I mentioned."
Vyosh's smile was a cold baring of teeth.
"An interesting request, to find the location of a Tiernet node aboard a specific vessel possibly in transit. Taxing, but not beyond my abilities."
Harry grinned.
"You've found it."
Vyosh gave a slight nod.
"First, the deframent."
From within his coat, Harry produced a slim, hardback book and handed it over.
"Decrypts for various weapons contractors on Chazulon, very recently acquired."
"High-value items,"
said Vyosh, as he locked it away in his case.
"Most acceptable."
From his suit pocket, he took a silver coin and flipped it to Harry, who caught it in midair. He waited a moment, then opened his hand and gazed at the data that glowed there.
"This vessel, the Sacrament, is currently in hyperspace transit," Vyosh said, "and, as you can see, it is not alone."
"Vor,"
Harry said, frowning as he studied the images.
"There were no other ships when I was on board," said Julia. "And what's a Vor?"
"The Vor,"
he said.
"An ancient race, supposedly lost in the depths of hyperspace. Lost or extinct. Not a very pleasant species either. Yet it seems that two of their ships are now accompanying the Chorixa on their journey.
You can also see that the Chorixa vessel's Tiernet node is all but impregnable,"
Vyosh said.
"The security encryption seems excessive for such a vessel, perhaps the consequence of a data breach in the not-too-distant past."